It's time for you and I to start doing what we need to do. Let's go to Psalms 107. Again, I desire your prayers. 107 and 1 here of Psalms. Get my text. He said, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy.
Yes.
Gathered them out of the land, from the east, from the west, from the north, and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in, hungry and thirsty. Their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. And the Lord, and he delivered them out of all their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation."
Yes.
Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men.
Yes.
Now then, are we praising enough? Are we praising enough? Now, the last summer, up until this last summer, as you well know, those of you that's been in our camp meetings, there is song services that at times are just overwhelming. You can feel that power. You can feel that glory. You can feel God working in a mighty way during that song service. Folks, in the last several months, I'm talking about back 1 year ago, all the way till now, I've maybe been in one service like that. Now, I could be wrong, and I'm not condemning, but I want you to think about it. I'm wondering if God is not pulling back the blessings because you and I are not praising him enough. They're not opening up and letting it be known the God of glory needs lots more praise than what he's getting. And I'm talking about during service, because back years ago, I'm not no newcomer to this, over 50-something years, but years ago, we had people standing, we had people shouting, we had people running up and down the aisles, we had them would go around and hug the sisters to the sisters, shake the brothers' hands, and so forth. There was some glory that come down over and over and over back a number of years ago, but a certain man come in, and he decided he was going to change things, and you know what he done? He stole our praise.
He stole it, brother.
All right. He stole our praise. And so here the Lord is saying, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men." Listen, he is a wonderful God. He is a glorious God. He's one that has kept us. All right, number one, who's done more for you than anybody else? He saved me. Well, let's just go back to childhood. I would have been... no telling what would have happened to me if he hadn't directed me to be adopted by the right people. One minister told me years later, I was out working in the field, and he told me, he said, "Brother Carl," he said, "do you realize that God got you adopted by the right people?" The mother knew the truth. My grandfather on my dad's side was a minister and got me adopted to the right people at the right place at the right time. That's God. Ain't nobody else could do that. And then the Lord come along when I got about 18, and he started calling my heart. He started working with me. I finally humbled my heart, got saved, got redeemed, got washed, and started my journey for the Lord. Now then, the testimony of your mother. The bottom line is, you know, some people say, "Well, I can't live this way." How long has she lived for him? 70-something years?
Well, I don't really know, Brother Carl. He got saved as a child.
Well, all right then. Almost 90 years. 85, 90, somewhere along in there. Listen, folks, if she can do it, you can too. There's nothing can stop you and I from living for God if we're wanting to do it and want it bad enough, if we're willing to praise God and thank God for what he's doing. Thank the Lord for God tonight. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. All right, let's get back in the New Testament now. And let's look at a couple of three places. Then we go back to the Old Testament. We'll stay there till we finish. Luke 2 and 8. Luke 2 and 8. It said, and they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy that shall be to all people. Yes. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. Yes. Came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord had made known unto us. And they came with haste. They found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. All right, the 19th chapter of Luke. Here it is, the birth. From the very beginning of Christ's birth, the angels and the heaven was starting to praise God, starting to let it be known. This is going to be something for great joy. This is not going to be just anything. This is a birth of the great Jesus Christ, the righteous. He's going to bless. He's going to save, sanctify, satisfy. He's going to heal bodies, inspire faith, encourage heart. He's going to do what nobody else can do for you and I. Praise God tonight. He had done mighty, mighty, many, many things for this old boy right here. And I thank him over and over and over. It's got their attention. They just went right in and found the babe. And then they went and started spreading it. You and I need to spread the things of Jesus. We need to let it be known there's somebody that's a great Savior that can save you and bless you and help you and lead you and guide you and do things that nobody else can do. Oh, thank the Lord. 19 and 29 now of Luke. It said here, and came to pass when he was coming out of Bethlehem, and Bethany at the mount of called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, go you into the village over against you, into which at your entering you shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never man set. Loose him and bring him hither. And if any man ask you, why do you loose him? Thus shall you say unto him, because the Lord had need of him. And they that were sent their way found even as it had said unto them. And as they were loosing the colt, the owners thereof said to him, why loose ye the colt? The Lord had need of him. They brought him to Jesus. They cast their garments upon the colt and set Jesus thereon. And as he went, they spread their clothes in the way.
Yes.
And when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And he answered and he said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. Listen, folks, I don't want the stones crying out for me. I want to praise God myself because he has done so much. I don't know. The stones are laying there. But this old boy was raised up from a dead state of sin, set my feet on a solid rock. He established my going, put praise in my mouth, praise God. And I've been going ever since. Listen, we need to praise God a lot every day. We need to start when we get up. We need to do it all through the day. I'm going to tell you, you want to get me fired up at home now, and my wife will be my backer on this. I play quite a bit of songs. Different groups of Chuck Wagon Gang and different ones. And I get wound up and I get to shouting. I get to praising God. A lot of times I do this before I go to meeting. And that just gets me fired up before I ever get to meeting, so to speak. And I found a recent song that I'd never heard before. And she said in the song, I met him at Calvary, and he freed me from my sins and from a life of misery. Now, I ain't saying that just quite right, but I got to thinking, I met him. I met him in 1985. He pointed to me, and he said, child, I died for you. Yeah. Oh, dear ones, I'll never forget that as long as I live. Yeah. I died for you, child. I met him. He saved me. He delivered me. He done things that nobody else could do for me. He has kept me going all these years. He's blessed me. He's paid bills. He's given me this and done that for me. And he's answered prayer over and over and over and over. Yeah. We need to praise God tonight. Yeah. We need to praise him at home, too. Amen. Praise him, praise him. All right, let's go a little bit further and then we'll Luke 24 and 50. 24 and 50 here, the good book of Luke. It said, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry you in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as Bethany. He lifted up his hands and he blessed them. Yes. Wouldn't that have been sweet? Yes. And it came to pass while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. Yes. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. Yes. And were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Yes. Now folks, if there's any place we ought to praise him, it's right here. In services, why he's working, why he's blessing you and I. We ought to lift him up and praise God. Say thank the Lord. Say hallelujah. Praise God. Lord, you're doing great things. We can do it in the song service. We can do it in the preaching service. We can do it anytime we want to, right here in the services for God. The Lord is wanting us to do that. They done it. They hadn't even received the Holy Ghost yet. How's it saying? We're continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Oh, praising and blessing God. We need to open our mouths. Hallelujah! And let it be known that we're a child of the King. We don't need to go around with our heads down and hump our back. We need to stand up straight and say, praise God for salvation and sanctification. And thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me. I wasn't much of nothing till you picked me up and set my feet on a solid rock, established my going, put a new song in my mouth, even praise be unto God. Praise God. Oh, today, thank the Lord. We need to praise him, saints. We need to praise him. All right, now then, well, I thought I was ready to go back to the Old Testament, but not quite. Let's go to Acts 2 and 46. Just two spots right here, just a couple of verses. Okay. Acts 2 and 46, and they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God. Having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Yes. Now then, you think some of this praising got people's attention? I would say it did. They're praising, they're rejoicing, they were doing what they were doing. And I would say that got their attention. And so consequently, he said there that he added to the church daily such as should be saved. Yes. Oh, thank the Lord tonight. Yes. He has done more for us than anybody else. Amen. And we need to praise him. We need to praise him. Let's go to Psalms 40 now, 40 and 2. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, set my feet upon a rock and established my goings and put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. He says here, he brought me up also out of a horrible pit. How bad was our pit? How deep was our pit? How far down was we in that pit? And yet he reached down, so to speak. He reached down and he reached down as far as he needed to reach to begin to work with you and call you and deal with you. I'm going to tell you, some people was in a horrible pit. Some people was in a pit that was just absolutely horrible. They just ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. And I may be wrong, but this whole world's getting worse all the time. Our bad boys in 1971, 70, 69, 68, our baddest boys wasn't nothing compared to what they are today. I'm going to tell you, these young people have just gone plumb crazy anymore. But the Lord still wants to save everybody that he can get his hand on. He reached down. He wanted to get a hold of them. Said he brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, set my feet upon a rock, and he established. Listen, folks, we can't establish our own goings. We need God. Every life that would be saved and washed by the blood of the Lamb would be much, much better off than living 1 second in sin. 1 second. Because the devil loves to work every way he can to destroy everybody he can. So consequently, Lord, help us to praise God. Put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Back when I was before I got saved, I had a king. They called him King Elvis. He was the king of rock and roll. Well, I liked old Elvis. I liked his singing and different things, and that was my king till I met the real king. Elvis never paid me any attention. He never called my phone number. He never come to see me. My wife has met him personally. Anyway, you can say that a little bit, whatever. But the bottom line is, I had never had anything from Elvis in any way, shape, form, or fashion. But then the real king come along in 1971. The real king. The one that Elvis can't even hold a light to come along and started calling after me and working after me. And praise God, I finally said, Lord, have mercy and save my soul. And he done it. He done it. He didn't quit till he got me. But oh, today, out of a horrible pit. And so now then, I have a new song. I got better songs. There's several years ago. Well, no, several. Oh, a couple of years ago, Molly was going through some of the song albums and stuff that she had when she was in sin. Well, a lot of them old people out there that I didn't even know who there was. Never heard of them. And so I looked, just kind of looking on the albums and so forth. Well, who's this Molly Ann? Well, this is so-and-so. That didn't mean nothing to me. I was out on the righteous side of things, see. I was listening to the King's song. And then it hit me that there's songwriters that there's even singers themselves write their own songs, sing their own songs, sometimes have great hits with their own songs. Yes. And then there's writers, and I guess that's about all they ever do, they just write songs, and then Elvis would choose one, or Hank Williams would choose one, or maybe the man in black, he would choose one. And so consequently, they would sing them. Sometimes they'd get a hit. But I thought, there's a songwriter that's been around way longer than any of the others. And he writes the best songs. He writes those that get out and bless your soul, praise God. He writes the ones that lift you up, can encourage you, inspire you, challenge you, just do things that nothing else can do but the Spirit and the song, praise God. Oh, I'm glad that I met up with a real king. And I'm going to tell you, he can fire me up with singing. Good singing is a blessing. I appreciate our singers. I appreciate the congregations. I appreciate the blessings. But I believe it'd be good if we say praise the Lord more during meetings. It's too quiet in our meetings. Too quiet. We need to shout yes. Many shall see it in fear and shall trust in the Lord. Oh, today, Lord, help us to live a life that people can see. That they can get a hold of something. All right, we're going down here. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works, which thy eyes done, and thy thoughts, which are to usward, they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. The wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts. Now, when I went through my deal of grief, he went right along with me. He done for me what nobody else could do. There was times on Monday, at the time she died, I dreaded that time period every time for a number of months, whatever. And there's been times that somebody would call me right at just before that time and get my attention on what they were saying, and they'd just slide me right on through, and I wouldn't have that pain. There's times that the ministers call me. Numbers of different ones call me over and over down through that year, and I appreciate that. We ought to call those that are in grief. Send them some cards. Do whatever we can do, because folks, especially when you lose a companion, it's a hard old row to hoe, so to speak. But he made it a lot easier. One time, I was crying over her age, so to speak. I was coming back home from a place, and I was crying over her age, and the Lord spoke to me, and he said, John, he said, age don't matter to me. He said, it's eternity that counts. I got a hold of that. I forgot all my woes, so to speak, and started centralizing on that thought. He done that different times. Oh, today, the Lord can come in. His wonderful works, thou hast done, thy thoughts, which are to usward, they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Listen, folks, he blesses us day in and day out. In the morning, evening, noon, and night sometime. When I got old enough now, I don't sleep a whole lot at night. And so I'm up, I'm praying sometimes anywhere from 10 to 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. And saying prayers and begging the Lord to have mercy on people and bless them and heal them, whatever. They are more than can be numbered. I'd rather have 5 minutes with Jesus Christ and what he does than a whole year with the devil. He's that good, folks. He goes far beyond anything you and I can ask or think. We need to praise him. We need to lift him up, praise God. All right, let's go to 111 and 1 of Psalms. 111 and 1. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. Who hath made his wonderful works to be remembered, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. I said, praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole, complete, total heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. Now again, are we doing that? I want to drive this point home, because folks, it's too quiet in our assemblies. No matter where you go, and I've been all over this nation, very few places I haven't been, and most of the time, it's too quiet in our, compared to what it used to be anyway. Compared to what it used to be, it's just too quiet. And I believe it would be wise. Well, let me put it this way. If the Lord, the first message that's preached, the second preacher didn't know anything about it, the third preacher didn't know anything about it, but God was trying to get a message across to the church of God last summer that the Lord needs to be praised. He needs to be lifted up and esteemed highly and blessed over and over because of the things that he does for us.
Yes.
Little things, medium things, big things. Somebody, oh, he done this, mighty big thing. What about all those little sweet things he does? What about just touching our body when we're sick? Maybe not a bad sickness, but just sick. The first time I preached a message on Saturday, well, two or three days before that weekend, I was so sick with a cold that I couldn't even hardly talk. My congestion, my cough, my sore throat was horrible, and I was in a mess. And here I was fixing to go to Sepulchre Road and deliver my first message. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I said, a preacher has got to be able to preach if he's going to preach. And I said, I need your help. I got up Sunday morning. I was totally well. I believe that's the worst sickness that I ever, as far as a cold, I believe that's the worst I've had in all these years. And then I got up there, and Brother Madden got up, and he preached his message. And then he got out of the pulpit, and he let it be known somebody else has got a message here. Well, I don't know if he knew, because the only one that I know of that knew about it was Brother Leslie. I had told him that I was called. I felt like to preach. But I hadn't told nobody else that I can think of. Of course, that's been over 50 years now. But the bottom line was, he just touched me. And then there was a man that was a very good friend of mine that was in romance with another young lady in a congregation. And I told the Lord, I want him there too.
Okay.
Well, I didn't see him through Sunday school. And in between the services, he comes strolling in. Mm-hmm. Answer number two. And there was a third one, and I can't remember what it was, but he gave that one too. And then when it got time to the brother, Madden saying what he said, it was just, my heart was about to explode. I don't know if you've had that or not. I'm sure you have. My heart was about to explode. And so I eased out. And I went to the pulpit, and what I had tied right into what Brother Madden had, I preached 15, 20 minutes maybe, and had my say. And that would be, it's not a little thing, it's a big thing in a sense, because that helped to cement the fact that I felt like the Lord had called me. Now then, he said over here, he said, praise ye the Lord. I praise the Lord with my whole heart. Not half heart, not a quarter or three quarters, but my whole. In the assembling of the upright and in the congregation. Listen, folks, we have wonderful people that we meet with that saved and sanctified, and we all ought to shout and rejoice together. The works of the Lord are great. Do we really believe that? Do we believe that his works are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein, and his work is honorable, and it's glorious, and his righteous endureth forever? He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Oh, today, are we lifting him up like we ought to? Let's go to 147 of Psalms. 147 here in about the first verse, one scripture. Praise ye the Lord. For it is good to sing praises unto our God. It is pleasant, and praise is comely. Praise is comely. Let me see. I've got a definition of that here somewhere. If I didn't leave it, here it is right here. Praise is comely. It is decent. It is benefiting and proper that ever intelligent creature should acknowledge the supreme being. Should acknowledge. Should let it be known. Listen, I want to encourage people. You don't need to sit around and act like you don't know it. Let it be known that you know this individual named Jesus Christ the righteous. You can't help people if you don't let it be known. I mean, there are people out there, they may not know anything about it. The church attendance in America is going down more all the time. And so consequently, you and I that know the Lord, that are saved and redeemed, we need to let it be known. There is one that can help you out. And he can do anything you need him to do. All right, 119 of Psalms and 171. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. Thou hast taught me thy statutes. Now then, the Lord does a lot for us in enlightening our minds with the Word of God. Not only during church services, but if you're like me, the Lord comes along and blesses you at home with scriptures and different things. Amen. You don't have to be a preacher to get this. He wants his church to get it. He wants his church to know the doctrines of the Bible. He wants them to know more about him. You learn that right out of this book right here. Learn it. So Lord, help us to know. Help us to praise him. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. There is times that he will give me a scripture maybe, or maybe just a word. I have been working a lot in my mind on the thought of power. All power is given unto me in both heaven and earth. All power. That power is so powerful that it is given to him to not only take care of the church, but he takes care of everything. Everything. All the world, all the sinners, all the saints, all the hypocrites, backsliders. He takes care of all the everything. His power is involved in helping the planes to fly. Now when I get on one of them jets, and I like to fly, and I've flown quite a bit, but saints, I'm sitting there and I'm waiting till I hear. And I may be wrong how they do this. You got a pilot over here and a pilot here. Sometimes you got one or two behind those two, and those throttles, in my mind, they reach up and they grab that throttle. And they start pulling that big old thing down. Yes. And them old engines start roaring. And when they do this, old boy gets excited. I get excited. But you know what I do next? I start praying. I start praying. My brother Leslie one time, the first time I think that Sister Sylvia ever flew, she went somewhere to California, wherever. And that's my wife, and she fly. But the Lord let him know, I've got her in the palm of my hand, so to speak. I can take care of this child. You don't have to worry about it, son. I've got it. I've got it taken care of. Listen, nothing's going to happen to us that is outside of God. All right, let's begin to come on down. Let's go to Daniel now. Daniel, the second chapter in the 20th verse. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changes the times and the seasons. He removeth kings, he setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that have that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me how now what we desire of thee, for thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. I praise thee. He said, revealeth the deep and secret things. I've been in meetings where we were dealing with souls. Well, maybe one soul, not a whole slew of souls, but there's several ministers and we were dealing with souls. And this one particular case a number of years ago seemed like we wasn't getting anywhere. And we'd done everything we could do. We asked all the questions and so forth. It seemed like we just kind of run up against a brick wall. But the old general was there. And you know who I'm talking about, Brother Salmons. I called the old general. And he was there. And he said, the Lord, just give me a scripture. And he opened up that scripture to us. And that right there started breaking the power of that thing right there. It opened up. The man got help. And he lived it all the way till he died. And I helped preach his funeral. Oh, saints, the Lord can reveal and open up. If somebody is trying to keep something secret, if they're trying to dodge and duck and run and all that, the Lord can open it up and say, here it is right here. This is it. And then when we hit them with that, it kind of goes, I've been caught. Well, they need to be caught. So he says here that blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. He changes the time and the seasons. He removeth kings, setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise, knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and the secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. And I'm going to thank you and I'm going to praise thee. Oh God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might and has made known unto me now what we desired of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. He's made it, he's revealed it, he's opened it up. All right, let's go back to Psalms. We'll finish in the good book of Psalms. 138:1 of Psalms. I will praise thee with my whole heart before the gods. Well, I sang praise unto thee. I'll worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. And in the day when I cried, thou answered me and strengthened me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet he hath respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Now then, so I'm going to praise thee with my whole heart. And I'm going to sing praise unto thee. I will worship. Now then, when we come into service, do we really get our whole heart into this? Do we really just really get into it and thank God for the truth? Thank the Lord for what he has revealed unto us. He opens up. He can take one scripture and he can give it to you and you can learn something out of it. Then he can come along and take the same scripture and teach you something out of that. Now you can read books read by man, and you can read it, and you can read it again, you can read it again, and what it reads the very same way over and over and over. But this right here, don't. You can read this, you can read one chapter out of the Bible. And he can inspire, uplift, and do all kinds of things with one word, one verse, one chapter. We ought to praise him, folks. We ought to thank God for his revelations to us as the children of men, that we know what he's wanting to tell us. Praise God. I went to sit down in my recliner. Let's see, I'll just turn to this scripture here, 121 of Psalms. And I went to sit down in my recliner, and scriptures, I lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And that thought, my help cometh from the Lord. And then you tie in the part of the heaven and the earth. In other words, if he can't help you, nobody can. He made the heaven and the earth. He done things that nobody else has ever done. And he's done it with such absolutely precision. You look at the trees. You look at the grass. There's nothing so wonderful but the things that he has made. He has created them. And just, we ought to just praise God for the grass. Most of us just walk over and look at it. Get our mower out and mow it. But listen, folks, there's more to this stuff. Even the small things that were made. And these, a lot of these things, it wasn't, well, to God they were easy, no doubt. But if you and I look at them and think, well, that wouldn't be so easy. Wouldn't be so easy. Then you look at the huge trees. I've been in California where they got them big old trees. And I've been in the East Coast where they got big trees. And some in the middle, so to speak. I've seen them. They were made by God. Made of God. He said, my help cometh from the Lord. That's what he inspired me. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. In other words, he can do anything we need him to do when we need it. And I want you to lift up mine eyes. I want to lift up mine eyes in the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh to the Lord. All right. Psalms 21 and 13. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength. So will we sing and praise thy power. You think about being, you and I, He had a part in us from the very beginning. Yes. And we didn't just happen. He was involved in us from the very beginning. And it's gone all the way down to where you're at today.
Yes.
And he has done these things. Said, who created, I got it written down here, who created you? You're normal. You got your eyes, your ear, everything you're doing, he kept you through life. Who blessed you through school? Who gave you your job? Who gave you your companion? Who gave you your home and land?
Yes.
Who gave you your children? There had been mothers. Wives, let's put it that way, that was not able to get pregnant. And they started praying, some of the saints, ministers, whatever, and guess what? There was a child born. And I know of a case where there was a grandchild. And I was sitting, wife and I was sitting across from this couple, and they were talking about their child and his wife. And said, didn't look like they're going to have any children. And the mother was just crazy about children. The grandma was crazy about children. And I thought, I'm going to start praying. And I started begging God. I said, Lord, no matter what, you can give this grandmother a grandchild. And guess what? The little doll was born. And I didn't let it be known. Molly knew it, but I didn't let it be known until one day we were together. And I've known this grandma since she was a child. And I eased it over. I said, I want you to know when you said what you said at the table across from us, I said, I started praying after that. And I said, I feel the Lord's what gave you that grandchild.
Lord.
And I believe they admitted that. I believe they caught a hold of that. Who has healed you in a family? Who has heard your prayers? Who supplied you with needs? Who gave you victory over and over? No one can praise God for you. No one can praise God for you. You must do it yourself. As this is a personal relationship with God. Oh, today. The devil doesn't want you and I to give the proper praise and glory to our Savior and King. So he will hinder us if he can. But if we'll open up the gates of praise, that's something he can't handle, so he backs off. Praise brings attention to somebody or someone or something. The devil is trying to bring attention to his kingdom and subjects, so God wants us to bring attention to his and his kingdom. And we do this by praising and glorifying God in Christ. Oh, today, are we praising enough? Lord wants us to praise and praise and praise. I go around the house thanking God for things and praising him. And Molly probably don't hear nowhere near all of what I do. But there's times she hears it because I'm shouting, praise the Lord! She knows that I'm praising God for what he's doing. A good song, or maybe I'm listening to a message on the deal. Cousin Harlan just recently sent a number of people, not just one, it wasn't just me, but of a number of songs that they had, groups had sang out of the Evening Light book. Guess what I did? Started listening to it immediately.
Yeah.
Oh, there isn't no songs anywhere is any better than ours. We have got, and what's so sweet about it is the whole connection with God and his people is what makes it so wonderful.
Thank the Lord.
I appreciate your time and attention. Pray for me. I want to make heaven my home.